means to get more. The 6 and 7 step ain't got nothing to do with drugs. It says that I need to identify myself for the new person, that I did not look this way or feel this way when I got here 14 years ago. I did get high. You know what I'm saying? I got the detox, and I didn't know that I had a disease. I thought I had a drug problem. I thought that I only had a drug problem. I was relieved. I'm going to reference the literature a lot. I was relieved to find out that I had a disease instead of a moral deficiency. Because now that I have a disease, it's something that I can do. Right? The steps give me a way out. You know what? Well, I am happy that I'm a recovering addict. I am happy. I may not seem excited, but I'm excited about being clean. I really am. I have a sponsor, man. That's awesome. And she got me through the steps, and the steps lead me to God. You know, when I first got here, they told me that it was real, real easy to admit powerlessness when it came to the drug. You know what I'm saying? I seen the unmanageability because I was tricking. I was stealing from my family. I was having my kids in the street. So that part was easy. But I got a first step that relates to my clean story. Like how I got to admit complete defeat in the areas that the disease manifests in. I like to feel good, but I got a disease that'll get addicted to feeling good and bad. So I don't know about y'all. Look, let's... Man, I get in relationships, right? And through the step process, I was able to find out, like, I had to go back. Like, I was raised by some real, real unhealthy people. My grandmother tied her first husband up in the bed and set him on fire. That's who raised me. So you understand that it was some of the defects that I had, they were given to me. I was always insecure. I had low self-worth and low self-esteem way before I got high. Kids were seen and not heard. When we walked in the room, everybody got quiet. You know what I'm saying? Those defects was in me before I started. When I started getting high, I was just right for getting high. Because I was already not feeling good about myself when I started getting high. Man, I was on my way to college. Man, I was 18 years old. I was playing basketball for Walter Reed Army Medical Center as a civilian. I got my name in the Washington Times. I got plaques, gold medals, and all that. But the disease don't give a crap about that. This disease don't discriminate. I was well on my way. And then I started smoking boat. And I'm the addict in the literature that they says when I started using, I did not stop using until I got the detox. I was in high school real, real early, man. I was an athlete, softball, flag football, all of that. I wanted something. You know what I'm saying? I had my son in a car in an alley. My water broke with my daughter on the corner. I don't do no prenatal care. Whatever you're supposed to do after you had a kid, I don't do that either. I thank God for my family for taking my kids. When I got here, they were 6 and 7. They 19 and 20 now. I'm a mother today. But when I get in relationships, and I used to always think that relationship part, when I heard relationship, it was always the person that you're sleeping with. But I got kids. Those are relationships. I got a mother. That's a relationship. I got a dad. That's a relationship. But when I get in the relationships, I found out in my step work that I have always I've always done too much. When my grandmother was telling me that I wasn't shit and I wasn't going to never be shit, I'd wash more dishes, I'd take out more trash, I'd do my chores and their chores, just to try to prove to her that I wasn't the person that she said I was. And that's what I've been doing all my life, trying to prove to somebody, you know, looking for love in a relationship, looking for the mother that didn't raise me in the relationship. I've been in recovery. I've gone to therapy. And my therapist had me combing a fucking doll baby's hair. And this motherfucker, I was combing a doll baby's hair. Because I was told that I needed to nurture the little girl. Because it's the little girl that goes seeking for the stuff. And I'm in Walmart and I'm looking for a doll baby. And I got this little teeny ass Barbie, right? And I'm combing her hair because I want to get better. I'm tired of filling the hole with the people, places, and things. The hole is too big. When I put the drug down, it says that the purpose of the second step is to fill the void. But you become my God. When I get in a relationship, I make her my God. I do everything to try to show her that I'm not the person that my grandmother told me that I was. And I'm still by myself. And I overcompensate. I do too much. And my sponsor tells me that I don't pay attention to signs. You know, we give each other signs about who we are. My sponsor say, Rayshawn, you don't pay attention to signs. Why you keep seeking these women that ain't lesbians? Cause why you keep looking for women? You know what I'm saying? You wanna? Cause it's about control. I want to be the first one. And I always wind up in a fetus position. They say one is too many and 1,000 is never enough. So I got these defects going on, man. I ain't using them. And when I did my fifth step, my sponsor started writing stuff down, man. And I couldn't have told myself that I was self-seeking. It was a reading and just for the day, the other day, talking about people pleasing. There's a defect under the people pleasing. Like, you do stuff for people because somewhere down the line, you want to get something back. And it's so insidious that you don't even know you're really doing it at the time that you're doing it. But when that person don't do what you want them to do. Like, why you keep accepting bringing home roses and rubbing feet and rubbing backs, but you ain't getting none? Why you feel so bad about yourself that you'll settle? You'll meet everybody else's needs, but you'll settle for not getting yours met. So I can't keep saying, ugh. And I was trying to remove my defects on my own. You know how you get the insecure feeling and then you go to the girlfriend, baby, please. And it's amazing how the steps is set up in order, because it tells me in the second step that the second step is necessary if I expect to achieve ongoing recovery. Like, I gotta find that God to fill that hole. That vacuum that keep sucking stuff up and looking for things, outside things to fill an inside problem. And only in my last year, this last 13th year, where the pain forced me to thoroughly and sincerely seek the power. Because it's easy to say, your will, not mine, be done, and then get right up and go back and do the same thing. But it says that I gotta go down in that place where God sit at. I was looking for quick fixes. My sponsor say, you just pray for the pain to subside. And as soon as the pain subside, you go right back to the crack house. Whatever your crack house is, clean. And then I got to get tired. You know how you was in the alley and you was tired, but they still had some more, so you did it anyway, but you was tired, like from way down in that soul place where you like, God, I don't want to live like this no more. I had to be like that in recovery. Like, I don't want to do this no more. I'm tired of giving and not getting nothing. And now I understand now why they say it in detox, that you need to find a God and find him now, because you're going to need a God. And this, and I was always passing over the sixth and seventh step, because when I get into these steps, I need God, because I can't practice spiritual principles without God. I can't. I need a high power. Just like I need my disease to act on my defects, I need God to practice spiritual principles. And I can't do it by myself. And it clearly says that only God can remove it. But God moves too slow. I need you to remove it now. And it don't work like that. I had to keep doing stuff over and over and keep going back time and time again, only to find out that I was looking in the wrong place. I was praying to the wrong things. I was making people, places, and things my God. That's why my third step was so difficult, because my belief system was still fucked up. I was still believing that the God that my grandmother gave me was still the God that was here with me today. And until I change my belief system, ain't none of the steps going to work. But I don't believe that God is a punishing God no more. That's why I'm not struggling today. If my belief system is still the same way it was when I walked through the door, that's why I keep struggling. That's why my third step decision ain't got no action to it, because you still playing God. Outdated belief system. It says faulty belief system. It ain't even real. The God that they gave you wasn't even real. That was the God that somebody gave them. So they just passed on the faulty belief system. And guess what? I can break the chain, I find out in my fourth step, that I ain't got to pass that faulty belief system on to my kids. This shit is awesome here. This shit gets gooder and gooder. And I'm not the same person that I was last year. I'm not. And do I still fall short? Yeah. It talks about in the literature that we're going to fall short. But now when I get a feeling, because insecurities and low self-worth and stuff, they don't have names and faces on it. You ain't got to look better than me or smell better than me for the insecure feeling to come up. Just let me feel like I'm going to lose something or not get something. That's it. It don't have no, defects don't have no faces on them. You could be an old man in a wheelchair, and my disease, my isms will kick up. And it's because of my low self-worth and my low self-esteem. And I got to go to God to have that stuff removed. That's why the struggle keep going in recovery, because you ain't going to God, Rayshawn. I only get the relief when I let go and let God. Not let go and then do it your own way again. I stop using, lose the desire, and find a new way to live. Not just stop using and sitting here and think that somebody else's recovery going to jump on me. And then you get envious because people getting better. And you wonder why. First of all, mind your business. Because I would be in the fetal position and I'd be wondering what they doing. I need to be praying and I'm wondering what they doing. Are they praying? Are they telling the truth? They better be telling the truth. Because I got this ego that ain't never going to get fed enough. The hole is too big. And my ego ain't going to never get fed enough. So I've been doing a lot of reading. It says what we need to do in the sixth step is much like what we had to do in the first two steps. We have to admit that we have been defeated by an internal force. Y'all, do y'all look words up? That has brought nothing but pain and degradation to our lives. Then, which means I gotta do something else, we have to admit we need help in dealing with that force. It says we must completely accept the fact that we cannot remove our shortcomings, and we must prepare ourselves to ask in the seventh step for God, Rayshawn, not your girlfriend, not your son, not your daughter, not the job, not the tennis shoes, not the outlet, not the people in Narcotics Anonymous, not your sponsor. Because I understand why my sponsor didn't answer when I was in the room. I'm in there trying to fix something that was already all right. Because my mind told me that my spirit was bad, wasn't in the right place, but I was already okay. I was already prepared when they called me to do the workshop. But my low self-esteem, why they pick me out of all of the motherfuckers in Narcotics Anonymous? And I ain't doing nothing. Nothing no bigger than nobody else. I am coming to believe. That's all. I'm changing my belief system. When my sponsor didn't pick up, I immediately just went into prayer. Y'all told me when I first got here that there was gonna come a time when it was gonna be nothing between you and getting high but a God of your understanding. That's why they say find him and find him now. I recovered backwards. I went on the outside first. I started working on the outside first. The pain forced me to go inside. When I started realizing that all that other stuff ain't gonna work. Man, without God, I am nothing. I'm not struggling today. I'm not struggling. I'm pretty much getting better with just letting shit just be the way that it is. When I'm being impatient, I'm interfering with the natural flow of life when I'm being impatient, when I want shit my way. You interfering with God's work. God ain't never working on each one of us, changing us at the same time. That's why we can't judge nobody in here. We all got the same defects, but we ain't all changing at the same rate. Leave me the fuck alone. Because I'm doing the best that I can. And I don't need nobody else's measuring stick. I got my own. I ain't picked up the phone in almost 90 days. God damn it, that's big for me. Because I need you to come back. Because I need you to fill the hole. I need to keep putting you in the place where only God's supposed to go. Can you imagine trying to fit a whole body? A whole person? It's the space in my soul that God is supposed to be. And it ain't for nobody else. I keep trying to deal with spiritual matters with outside things. Got a soul sickness. So because I have a soul sickness, I need to go to a spiritual place. Wherever your spiritual place is. And it's amazing. I got 14. I just started realizing this shit here. This is some good shit here. I'm just starting to come to believe. Yeah. That I can be all right. We talk about some 11-step stuff. I came up here with no money. And I have been all right since I got here. And I don't need no money to be all right in my own skin. I don't need no relationship to validate who I am. I'm a good woman, and I don't need you to tell me. I'm a good mother. I'm a good employee when I got a job, when I'm working. You know what I'm saying? It's good in me, because I don't just find out bad stuff about myself. It's some good stuff about Rayshawn, man. I'm loyal, I'm committed, I'm trustworthy. And it might not be in all areas, but I am. And what I'll do is, because it's so much easier to live in that old stuff, and it take God and change to live in the spiritual principle, so it's always easier to revert back to who the fuck I've always been. The fuck it anthem. Man, if ain't none of my relationships been lasting that long, fuck it, I'll just go back to being a whore. But I ain't got to do that. I'm not a whore today. I don't give a fuck if y'all don't believe me. How about that? Because this, I'm telling you, at some point, this has to become personal. This is between me and God. This has to become personal. And God know what I'm doing. God damn it, I'm happy. God know what I'm doing. I ain't gonna die without no ass. I always thought I was... Listen, let me tell you, how do you feel so bad about yourself that you want to practically die when the relationship is over? How can you give another human being that kind of power? That's insanity. That's insanity. Because I'm putting people in the place where only God's supposed to be. So in this last relationship, my sponsor has taught me how to detach emotionally while I'm in it. And my prayer life and my meditation got real, got thorough and sincere. Not just thorough, but thorough and sincere. God knew I was tired. I had started getting face down, humbly asking him, not desperately asking him, not just wanting the pain to subside for a minute so I can go right back and smoke. I went and I'm tired. I deserve more. And I can't plan for my future while I'm still living in my past. God can't, I can't, the healing process can't stop while I'm still stacking people on top of people and shoes on top of shoes. It ain't no room for me to heal. I need to get rid of the residue. I need to clean house, scrape the bag if you understand it like that. Scrape the bag. Get out of the way so God can have his way with you. He know you want somebody. But he's jealous because I keep putting y'all in front of him. So I sleep by myself. And damn, I sleep good. You know what? It's a relief. You know when you got to walk around wondering, do they love me? Am I going to talk to them today? Are they thinking about me? Do they really want to be with me? That's a lot of work. Am I good enough? Am I doing it right? And sex don't keep no motherfucking back. Am I doing it right? Am I bringing home enough flowers? Am I rubbing her feet enough? Am I doing everything right? And they leave anyway? Motherfuckers leave anyway. I done did everything I could possibly do, and they leave anyway. I'd rather be by myself today. I'm done. I'm not trying to. When it's gone, it's gone. I'm Rayshawn. Thanks for letting me share.
I ain't even had to give you the 5 minutes.